From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A car bombing by Islamic State jihadists has killed dozens and injured scores more in northeast Syria. The Kurdish Red Crescent Society said at least 50 people were killed in the triple car bomb attack Thursday. It happened in an area where Syrians displaced from Deir al-Zor province had gathered. The attack took place at Abu Fas, near the border of Deir al-Zor and Hasaka provinces. That's report according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Egyptian officials say an attack on a checkpoint in the northern Sinai Peninsula has killed six police. The attack happened Thursday on the outskirts of the city of El Arish. Egypt has been battling an insurgency in the northern Sinai that's been led by an Islamic State affiliate since 2014. Ethiopian government forces killed four people and wounded 18 others Thursday in the town of Soda in the restive Oromia region. Residents asked for anonymity out of fear of retaliation by the Ethiopian government, but they told VOA's Horn of Africa service that eight trucks escorted by federal forces were stopped by residents of Soda and surrounding villages. They suspected the trucks were transporting weapons to special Liyu police in the neighboring Somali region. The security chief of the Deer District in the Oromia region said the federal forces were angered by the residents' demand to stop the trucks and open fire, killing four people. He said the eight trucks suspected of transporting weapons remain in Soda, and federal government officials are talking with locals to try to resolve the conflict. This is VOA News. Pakistan's